You're listening to the Happy Workaholic Podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman. This show was once about business, LinkedIn, and my life with an autoimmune disease. And then one day I found out I was misdiagnosed, so I had to switch things up a bit. Life is so short, and when you're given a second chance, you better believe I'm going to take it, celebrate it, and share it with you. I'm on a mission to help women take their business and life to that next level they deserve to be at. This show is intended to elevate your mind, upgrade your business, enhance your life, and become part of a positive and uplifting community. Inspiration, motivation, and determination are what got me to where I am today, and I cannot wait to share these amazing stories of other female entrepreneurs who will be featured on the show. If you have a story or brand you want to share, send me a message on Facebook and Instagram today. You can find me at The Happy Workaholic. I would love to connect with you. Do you want a live chat during this episode? Make sure you're listening on iHeartRadio. I'm here to remind you to work hard, stay humble, follow your dreams, and never, ever give up. Thanks for taking the time to subscribe to The Happy Workaholic Podcast. And now let's get into today's show. Ladies, passionate business owners, content creators, and storytellers, I have something super special to share with you today. Have you been sitting on the idea of writing a book? Maybe you've started writing and now you're overwhelmed, feeling stuck, and not sure how to finish the process. As a female entrepreneur and a business owner, I know firsthand how good it feels when the content we create and the stories we share are actually seen. And when we receive comments, DMs, and emails from our followers, it just confirms that what we're doing is right. That feeling in our gut that we followed was the right way to go. Does this sound like you? Listen, we work hard and we put in the hours to gain more traffic, eyes, ears, and leads to our business. So why not invest a couple more hours sharing your story to gain more exposure to you and your brand? Well, ladies, I have just the thing for those of you looking for the book, the exposure, and the business. High-powered female professionals. This is the perfect opportunity for you to co-author a book and share your unique story with the rest of the world. There are so many advantages of being a co-author with high-powered female professionals. Your story can be shared with new readers. Your picture and name are on the cover of the book. How amazing is that? And the best part, editing and publishing are included. That right there is huge. High-powered female professionals includes a complete promotional strategy, monthly on-demand lead generations by having the exclusive email list through the book's funnel, organic and paid promotion, and to make it as simple and streamlined as possible, chapter templates are provided to you. I mean, can it get any easier than this? A system specifically created for the busy female entrepreneur, guaranteed to leverage her brand and share her story. Where do I sign up? I'm going to give you the info right now. There are also additional opportunities you may want to take advantage of, such as an intimate public book signing in New York City, as well as royalty positioning with a done-for-you or done-with-you book service. To learn more about the high-powered female professionals co-authored book opportunity, please contact Antoine Araldi today. Antoine is the CEO, president of Antoine Araldi Communications, Inc., as well as the creator and author of How to Write a Book in 90 Days. To reserve your spot to become a co-author of the high-powered female professionals book, guaranteed to be on the bestsellers list on Amazon, simply visit the show notes and schedule your call with Antoine today. Hey everyone, welcome back to a brand new episode for the I Chose This Life series. Today I have Galit Ventura-Rosen on the line, and Galit is so incredible. We've been talking actually for a good half hour before I just hit record, and we've talked so many other times on the phone about a whole another topic we'll get into on another show. But Galit is a professional speaker and author, a corporate and executive trainer. She's the broker and owner of Commercial Professionals, and she's also a member of the Forbes Coaches Council. And I am so honored to have you here with us today, Galit. How are you?
Hi, Kelly. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. So tell us how your career started and how you got into all these incredible professions and businesses that you own right now.
It's really interesting. When I look back on my career span, which is not the most common, it's been about 25 years since I started my first business, I try to figure out, well, why did you choose this path? Well, the honest answer is I just didn't want want somebody to tell me what I could and couldn't do. And that's typically what a job is. I actually enjoyed more telling people what to do instead. And so I know that sounds a little funny, but I found out at quite a young age, because my last job where I worked for somebody, I was actually 19 years old. And I, even though it was fun working at the mall in one of the stores there, in one of the clothing stores, I found that I really had my own ideas and my own ways that I like to do things. And what better way to be able to do things your way than starting your own business?
I love that. I didn't start in retail, but I had a lot of retail jobs. And I feel like that career is so hard. And then it really does hit you like, I need to be doing something else. I need to be in charge and running my own career here. What is something that's truly inspired you throughout your whole career to keep you going?
I think knowing my why, that's a big one for me, Kelly. Being a entrepreneur and sometimes just a solopreneur with some of my businesses, I have found that there are days where you just don't have any mojo. And I always like to call it mojo because I'm an Austin Powers fan. And it's just something I say, I lost my mojo. I think that knowing my why has been a big piece to my success, because when you know your why, you can easily self-motivate yourself. And for me, that's truly been being a mom. As you know, it's one of my favorite things in the world to be. I'm a mom of three. I've been a mom for almost 23 years, which is completely crazy. So I had my first child right after I started my first business. And I wanted to make sure that my children always knew that they could choose their own paths. But not just for my kids. My other why that always motivates me is other women. Other women that I see that are single moms, dealing with health problems, starting their own businesses, working three jobs, staying at home, whatever it might be that is their journey, they motivate me because I want them to know and see that it's possible to have all the different things you want in your life, and you don't have to give something up just because you're a mom or a woman.
That's so true. Now, I know that you're doing a lot of things right now, and you're traveling and you're speaking all around the world, not even in the country. Since you have multiple businesses and traveling and speaking, how do you stay scheduled and organized? What's your personal routine?
Absolutely. So the first thing that I've done is I've established and built businesses that I can operate without being in the same office Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. So that's the first thing. You want to really figure out, how do I want my business, how do I want my job to impact my life? So I knew early on, again, because I was a mom, I knew early on I didn't want my businesses running me. I wanted to run my business. So some of the ways that I stay organized and on top of everything is knowing my priorities. It's really easy to get distracted. It's really easy to kind of go squirrel because everything seems like a fire or seems urgent or seems important. So the way that I start is I start out with my goals. What are my goals? And then I ask myself, is this task I'm about to do directly correlated and related to accomplishing one of my goals? And if the answer is no, I put it on a separate list in a sense, and I just put it aside for now. Now, it might be something I'm going to come back to because maybe I have to get it done or I should, because we don't always get to do all the things we love. It's what it is in life. But I've learned that focus is the key and minimizing my distractions. And when I'm away, knowing as an entrepreneur, if I'm traveling or even on vacation, having those boundaries set. So I work with clients. All of my businesses are associated mostly with clients. And my clients know what my boundaries are. They know how to get a hold of me and which ways are okay. They know what hours and days are okay to reach out and when they'll be hearing back from me. So I think it's a blend of knowing your goals, setting your priorities, limiting your distractions, and also setting boundaries.
I'm glad that you mentioned that. I think that's so important that you are on the same page with your clients.
many years ago, well, I guess it was the industry I was in, but when I was in private aviation, I mean, and yachting, I mean, you're on 24/7. So when I started my own businesses online, I just assumed that I would be available 24/7 because that's what was in my brain for so many years. But now I'm on the same page as you, which is so much less stress. And I feel like, you know, our time is worth money, and we get a lot more done in a smaller period of time because we do have those boundaries, and our clients do understand when we're on, when we're off, like when not to message, like we have a designated time, and everything gets put into one little box in that time. And then I think that we're all, you know, on the same page and get more accomplished that way too. So I'm glad you brought that up.
Oh yeah. That's been definitely key to my success, because there are days where the list is so long that, and I also like to sleep. It's something that people laugh at. They're like, do you sleep, Glee? I go, oh, yeah. If I don't get 7 to 8 hours a night, I am not fun to be around. And I also do not work at my best.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important for me to incorporate the amount of sleep and self-care I need, too. And I've learned that if I don't make sure I put that into my schedule, if it's sleep, if it's self-care, if it's time off, if it's vacation, I'll just work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And that's what happens when you love what you do. And I really love my businesses. I love everything that I do. So I have found that I've got to find that balance. But traveling has become really second nature for me. In the last 7 months, I've probably been on 15 planes. And that's round trips. So 15 times I've probably traveled in 7 months.
Mm-hmm.
I never fathomed I would travel that much. And gosh, June, I think it was June, I was home 15 days out of the month. So it's just become second nature for me to know, okay, what do I need to accomplish before I leave? So I can leave calmly. And then what do I have to handle while I'm gone?
That's so smart. When I was in my traveling careers, I didn't have that other half. So I was just go, go, go. And then when I would stop and I would count how many months I was gone, and then I would actually have a break and be able to catch up on things. Now, you mentioned self-care. I actually today had like 4 hours worth of self-care that I so needed. And I started last night actually with my hypnosis, my meditation. I actually found a podcast. What is it called? I have it written down. It's called Say Goodnight. And it's basically, I think they're all under 10 minutes. And it's to help end your day on a positive note. I found it so inspiring. And like, I'm definitely a fan. I have to leave them a review on this podcast. And then today I had, you know, like we were talking earlier, I did my face mask, my hair mask, laundry, I meditated. So what are some of your go-to self-care options other than sleep? Like, what do you like to do for yourself? Do you get massages?
Well, the first thing I want to share before we even talk about that, because I help many, is that you've got to set appointments with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's so easy if you don't have it in a calendar to fill that spot with something else. So before
so
we even
true.
Talk about what self-care looks like, because it's different for everyone, as you know,
mm-hmm.
I want you to first set up an appointment with yourself and do it at least weekly. I myself, for me, I'm an early bird. I'm a morning girl. So I typically get up before everybody else, and I love that. I love the pin drop quiet. Since I had babies, I always made sure I got up before they did, before the crazy of the school. At one point, I had 3 kids under the age of 7, so like, you know, it's crazy in the mornings. And I would make sure I set up my alarm, got up early, because I still needed an alarm. I would start my mornings with some peppermint hot tea. And then depending on the morning, I have a few different routines. No matter what, meditation is always involved almost every single day. Sometimes it may entail just watching my favorite Netflix show. Sometimes it's working out, because I like to work out almost every day too. So for me, a lot of my self-care is done first thing in the morning, because what I found is once the house wakes up, once the world wakes up, in a sense, because then the clients start reaching out, the phone calls start, the emails start, it's much more difficult to involve self-care. Now, some of the other stuff that I'm crazy about is vacation.
Mm-hmm.
It is very rare that I don't take a vacation every month or two. That's something that I plan in my calendar, and I put it as an appointment with myself, even if I don't know where I'm going yet. I'll know, okay, we're going away this weekend. So for me, I recharge being by myself, as well as I recharge going on vacation. And vacation is with my family. Sometimes vacation is with my love alone. Sometimes vacation is with my kids. Even though my kids are older, they still love it to vacation with me because we just make it so much fun. So those are some of the things I do. But what I recommend anybody that's listening, it's different for each person.
Mm-hmm.
So find out what you love to do. Write it down and then incorporate it into your weekly schedule so you make sure that you take care of yourself.
I love that. And I personally need to start doing that more once a week. I usually do it on Sundays, but today I just felt it. And I was like, I'm taking a few hours this morning because my body is just craving it because I didn't do it Sunday on like my usual schedule. So I feel a lot better and much more refreshed and ready to get back to work on a lot of projects earlier this morning. So getting back into business, what do you think is, share with us one of your favorite aspects of each of the businesses that you have.
Absolutely. So I'm definitely someone that is not interested in focusing. A lot of times, sometimes people will say to you or a business coach, oh, you need to focus on one thing, one niche. You and I laughed about that, Kelly.
I know. On our very first call.
Oh my God, right? Okay, what do you do? Oh, how long do you have? So for me, I'll share a little bit about my favorite things from each business. So my first baby, that's what I like to call it, 25 years ago, I started my commercial real estate business. I've run it for 25 years. I have agents that work for me, and I also work with large investors. I love that it's a numbers game. I love that someone comes to me and says, this is the kind of investment or return I want to receive. What can you do for me to find this for me? And I also love seeing through the project until it closes. That is definitely the people person in me.
Mm-hmm.
And then that kind of built into, okay, wait, I've been so successful with business for so long. Why don't I show women how they can be successful? So I have a gift that it's very rare that someone doesn't come, that someone comes to me and says, I want to start a business or I have a business and it's not profitable. How can it be? I know how to show them how to market, how to know who their ideal client is, how to promote themselves, how to cut corners, save expenses, spend money and invest it in the right places in their business to make it successful. So my favorite part about that is probably the freedom that so many women that I work with get. Because now they get to call their own shots, they get mm-hmm. to make their own hours, and they can be successful in their own eyes, not based on building somebody else's dream. And then my last piece right now that's been so much fun has been speaking. So in the last 2 years, I've spoken on a lot of stages. Corporations bring me in to do workshops, retreats, seminars, and executive coaching, and on topics like leadership, business, real estate, mindset. But the piece that I've been enjoying even more than getting in front of the right audiences is the fact that now women are calling me or messaging me and saying, Galit, I want to do what you do. How do I do it? So all of a sudden, it developed this other piece of my business where women are hiring me to show them how to promote their businesses through speaking, mm-hmm. and also how to get paid to speak, how to make corporate connections. And one of my favorite things for that is women are not on enough stages.
Mm-hmm.
We're still the minority, like hugely the minority. So many conferences that I see don't have one woman speaking. And it's time to get more women on the stage sharing their areas of expertise. So now I get the joy of watching a woman that's so passionate about her area of expertise, showing her how to make sure she's able to get on the right stages to speak or in front of the right companies.
That's amazing. What would you suggest are some of the steps that somebody should take or how they should be prepared when they go to somebody like you for advice like that, when they're looking to do something like that for their next step to expand their business or let's just say somebody like me, for example, I think I shared with you the first time we talked a couple months ago that somebody had asked me to speak in the fall and winter. And I was just like blown away. And it's basically speaking about my life story and my business. And if somebody is ready to take that next step for their actual business, how should they go about it? What steps?
So the first thing you need to recognize is that you don't have to be completely ready.
Mm-hmm.
I think that as women especially, we always think we have to be as close to 100% as ready as we can. And you don't have to be. What you want to be is just ready to try.
Mm-hmm.
Huge. And then the next thing I would say is, okay, what is your area of expertise? What is it that you believe that people, organizations, conferences, anything you can think of, you can bring value to the table and share on that topic? What is that? Once you know what the topic is, and we're just going to use, let's use an example. Let's say you're a leadership expert.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh my gosh, I love talking about leadership. Great. Now sit down and come up with three titles, and they don't have to be perfect. Again, let go of perfect, for keynotes that you could talk about all day long in your sleep that would bring value on leadership. Once you figure out that, the next piece would be to write your talks, right? You want to write your talks. Once you write your talks and you're ready, now is the time to go, okay, what do I do next? Where do I want to speak? Who do I want to speak about, in front of? Am I okay with just promotional speaking where I get to be in front of my ideal client and expand my business? Or do I want to just do paid speaking? And that's a really good place to start. And then where I come in play is I show people how to do all that. I show them how I've done it in such a short period of time and how I've been so successful in it, because the how is typically what we're missing to go to the next level.
Mm-hmm. And I appreciate you saying that you just need to be ready and it doesn't have to be perfect, because I do feel, I totally agree with you as women, and also in my business podcasting, I'm doing the same thing you're doing, providing that service, how to do it. These are the few steps that you should do to be organized and ready. And then I show you how we take it from there, but it doesn't have to be perfect. Your first episode, you just need to launch it. I mean, looking back at my very first episode, I'm like, oh my God, what was I thinking? But here we are in 61 countries officially as of yesterday. And you just have to go with the flow. And I feel like that makes you more relatable to people. So like if you are on stage and you are speaking and you just become more like honest and raw. And I feel like the people that are listening to you would really, what's the word I'm looking for? Just appreciate that, where it's not so like boom, 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 boom through like a PowerPoint. You know, you're just more real.
Yes, that's such a valid point, Kelly. A lot of people ask me, well, where did you get your speaking training? Where did you get your, do you have a certification? And do you have, everybody's so stuck on this idea. And I said, I received my experience from trial and error.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had any kind of formal training in speaking. Nothing's wrong with these things, but I haven't. I've never been involved in any kind of organization where you go through a process to learn how to speak or practice in front of people. I started speaking in front of 5 people,
mm-hmm.
to 10. And then I went to 15, and then I went to 20. And my largest audience now has been 500. So in person. So you need to recognize that it isn't really about being perfect and knowing exactly how. It's more about the message. Someone told me a long time ago, Kelly, it's not about what you say. It's about how you say it.
Mm-hmm.
So you get somebody on stage that's monotone and is a Nobel Peace Prize winner, they're not going to get as much out of listening to that person as they are someone that gets up there with emotion, that messes up,
mm-hmm.
that makes mistakes. But I make mistakes almost every time I'm on stage where my thought will not be clear. And then I'll say, oh, sorry, what I meant to say was, nobody's ever ridiculed me about it. Nobody's ever said anything to me. They appreciate me because I'm real, because I'm genuine. I'm not a perfect speaker. I wouldn't want to be perfect at it. I am me. So embrace who you are and recognize that it's better for you to be more flow and more genuine than it is to memorize. I cannot tell you, Kelly, how I've been to a lot of conferences. Now, you have to understand, I'm the kind of speaker that doesn't just show up, speak, and leave. I stay. And so I love hearing other speakers. I love learning from them. So I had an event last week that was 12 hours. I only spoke for 15 minutes, and I stayed through every single speaker. And what happens sometimes at these events is someone gets up on stage and tries to memorize their speech and forgets it. And I've had women get up on stage because they memorized their speech and didn't even know where to begin or end because they forgot their memorization. Mm-hmm. They were so focused on the words that were memorized in their head that they didn't even remember what they were going to talk about, which in all honesty, they probably know and can do in their sleep. So leave some room for adding your own stories, for sharing your own experiences. I have no problem with the PowerPoint. PowerPoints keep me on task. When I'm giving a presentation that I'm being paid for, I better cover what they paid me for, right? Mm-hmm. But even that, every single time is a bit different, depending on my audience, depending on their reaction, depending on their engagement.
That's the thing too. You have to speak in a way that your audience understands. So your speech would be different. You'd have to put a little twist on it if you're doing the same thing for two totally different audiences for them to comprehend it and really appreciate what you're saying, I feel like. So I love that it's kind of off the cuff. You know, do your bullet points, but you just keep it real. Like, I just appreciate that so much. Have you ever been on a cruise ship?
Oh, yes, I've been on many cruise ships.
Okay. In your cabin on the television, they have all the commercials that yes. are playing over and over again. So in my pro makeup artist days, many, many moons ago, I had to film a commercial. And I was working for Lancôme at that time, so I had certain things I had to say. It was not live. It was a commercial. So we had 100 takes, and I was so nervous. And I had everything written with a Sharpie so I could read it, taped to the bottom of the camera. There was a whole film crew there, everything.
Oh my goodness.
And I, like, when I would get nervous, I would always break out in hives. And I'm on a cruise ship, but it's hot everywhere where we were going. So I would have a low cut top on and you would see the hives. So in order to prevent that, I would always wear a turtleneck. So the teams I was training would always be like, why you want a turtleneck? And I'm like, oh, well, I have to speak today. So, and then that, my emotions would go out the door. I would get hives. Nobody would see them. And then I could like get through my speech. So with filming the commercial, Oh my God, it was hours and I could not get it right. And I don't know why. I was talking about makeup, something that I love to do and I was doing, and it just wouldn't come out of me. And finally I said, you know what? We're not using this script. I'm just going to say what I need to say. And they didn't even come back saying like, why didn't you hit these points? They were like, the commercial's great. And I was like, because I hit a couple points that I was supposed to, but it wasn't a script and I made it just my own. And I felt so excited after that. And then, when it came to speaking, I was speaking in front of thousands, and it was the first time ever I had a mic on, like a Britney Spears headset mic situation. Thank God I had an assistant. Here I am, all these thousands of people waiting for me to open my mouth and share. I was doing makeovers and I was doing makeup on models, so I was explaining what I was doing. Well, when you're dealing with a client that's in your makeup chair, you're usually having a great conversation with them. So that's exactly what I did. So thank God for my assistant, who would then bring the mic to the audience to ask questions, because I wasn't speaking to them. I was speaking to my model. Like, my nerves just came over me. And then that was when I was like, thank God I have the turtleneck. I turned around, did my speech, and people were standing up and clapping. They were coming up to me throughout the rest of the cruise, asking me all these makeup questions. And I'll never forget it, because I just like was myself. And then all of a sudden, like, everything started like pouring out of me. So I hope that happens again next time I'm on stage.
I don't think that you should go on stage unprepared, mm-hmm. and not, right? So I'm not telling people go on stage and just talk from the gut. Now, some people can do that, okay? So what I do is when it's a 15-minute or 17-minute TED Talk style talk where there's no PowerPoint, I will write down 5 bullet points, and I will know that I want to hit all those bullet points, and I don't take them up on stage with me. I just play them in my head, mm-hmm. and then I know, okay, this is the point I want to get across, and this is what you should, what I'm going to do. But each time I do it, it comes out different. So some people can do what you said where they just read from cue cards. Others can just kind of say, okay, let me try on my own and see how I do. You have to find what works best for you, but there is a process to it. There is a structure to it, and that's something I teach my clients, because if there's a 15-minute talk or a 45-minute talk, you want to know what you should be including in that to be successful mm-hmm. for whatever action step you want them to take when you're done.
I love that. When yeah. you have, when somebody's looking to get into a career of speaking, how do you suggest that they approach companies when it comes to pitching themselves? Obviously, they need to have a media kit or a deck.
Yeah. I think for me, what I show my clients, Kelly, is what are companies that are going to give you money looking for?
Mm-hmm.
What are they looking for? And before that, we even go deeper and say, okay, let's talk about your area of expertise. Let's see what companies are going to be aligned using you.
Mm-hmm.
And now we work on putting together their package. Now, it's not just the speaker's kit. It's also your credibility.
Mm-hmm.
It's also your visibility. It's also all of your social media. It's your website. It's everything that needs to be this package. Because trust me, if someone's going to pay me $5,000 or more dollars, they're going to Google me.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to know who I am in every shape or form. It's not just going to be what I email them. So I want you to look at everything about you. What does it yell? What does it scream? Does it scream that you're into fitness, but you want to talk about leadership? Oh, wait, we've got a problem here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's relook at everything. Because if you were a fitness guru and that's what you pushed in fitness videos, and now you want to talk about leadership, and every video and everything about out there is about you doing jazzercise, of course I'm making this up, that's not going to work for why should they hire you and pay you to show that you're a leader.
Mm-hmm.
But let's tweak that and show, okay, what is it about your fitness business that shows that you're a leader? So we want to look at the entire picture. You also need to recognize that there's a pitch. There's a pitch. There's mm-hmm. building. There's building a network. There's building relationships involved in why you instead of somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Building relationships is my number one in everything, personally and professionally. And my biggest pet peeve is when somebody just pitches me out of the blue and I have no idea who they are. I look, you know, I Google them and I'm just like all over the place. I don't understand like why they came to me when I'm the exact opposite, which is everything that you just mentioned. I appreciate that you shared that. Now, it's a very important question that I have to obviously ask every guest is why you chose this life.
Why I chose this life. I will tell you that the reason I chose this life is because I'm the kind of person that if I'm not doing something that's genuine, authentic, honest, and that I love, I will just be miserable.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the kind of person that has spent her entire life wanting to show people how to improve what it is they want to learn, what it is that they're missing. So I chose this life because I wanted more than anything to live the genuine, authentic life that empowers people and shows them the how to being successful and being happy. Because for me, that's what happiness is.
Mm-hmm. And you are definitely living that life. Now, can you tell us a little bit about Forbes Coaches Council and how you became a member with them?
Absolutely. They reached out to me. They must have been seeing what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And I'm part of the Forbes Coaches Council, which is specifically for all kinds of different coaches. And they said, we're very interested in having you be a part. These are the advantages to doing so. And I looked at it and I said, this makes sense for me because I'm now involved in a network of hundreds
mm-hmm.
that are in the Coaches Council now. I want to say somewhere around 800 coaches. But I realized that what I preach is what I practice. Mm-hmm. Surround yourself with the kind of people you want to be like.
Exactly.
Surround yourself with people that have the same morals and values and work ethic as you. So I realized it, and I do love to write. I've been published in like 7 or 8 magazines. So it just made sense to give me the opportunity to write for Forbes.com, which I had my first published article last week. It was the 5 key characteristics of a leader. And I just realized it just was very aligned with what I wanted to do. And it just made sense to take that next step.
That's incredible. And it is so important when it comes to business and really in life, is just making sure that you surround yourself with the type of people that are doing the same thing or liking the same thing. I just feel like it really boosts our self-esteem and morale and pushes us to like the next step.
Oh, yes. Look, a lot of people don't feel comfortable surrounding themselves with people that are in a sense at a different level than them, and I'm using that word lightly, mm-hmm. but they don't realize that if they continue to surround themselves with people that have plateaued, that's where they're going to stay.
Mm-hmm.
So, and there's nothing wrong with that, Kelly. I have a client that her goal in life was to have 10 clients a month at $1,000 each and to make 10 grand a month and be a single mom and be successful. That's great. I have another client that has 3 little kids under 5 that wants to work only 3 days a week. That's great. I think that you should do what's good for you. I am not here to tell you what success means to you. But if you want to keep going to the next level, you've got to surround people with people that are going to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I've done in my entire career. And it's not that I stopped talking to the people that are, it's just that you naturally up level. And that's really what the Forbes Council has been like for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because let's go to the next level. I'm now surrounding myself with people that are making a million or more a year. And it's not that money's important, but money's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And we deserve to get paid for our value. And those are the kind of connections you want to surround yourself with when you're ready to do that, if you want to. It's really about what you want. And I want anyone to listen to know, it's okay to be happy with where you are today. If that's where you're happy, great. But if you feel like you want more, let's figure out a way for you to get more, because it's possible.
Mm-hmm. So, so true. Now, what do you have coming up in the next couple of months?
Well, it seems to me that the next cycle for me is going to be more international speaking gigs. I'm being hired to speak in 2020 so far. What's booked is Bali, Dubai, Israel, and Tokyo. And that's just what's coming in right now for me. I also am really pushing my speaking. I call it the speaker's method. It's one of my new programs. It's called the speaker method. And I have people that come to me from, I do not feel comfortable getting on in front of a group at a meeting in my office. How can I be more confident? How can I engage my audience? To, I want to engage more with my audiences to build my business. To, hey, Galit, how do I start getting paid and travel the world? So there's so many different levels to this, and it seems that a lot of people are coming to me saying, I want to work with you in a VIP one-on-one way. And my executive coaching has also been going really well, too. I've got some CEOs of companies that are like, Galit, how do I achieve success in my company? How do I, like we talked about, how do I focus on what I want to accomplish? How do I get more done in a shorter period of time? So these parts of my companies are developing. And one of my newest companies that I just formed, that the website isn't even done, which is really fun, Kelly, is I found that my book, The Successful Woman's Mindset, has so many chapter titles that people are wanting to be inspired with. So just for example, one of my trademarked phrases is, she believes she can. She does what she loves. She is a work in progress. These are actual chapters in my book. And so I decided to design a jewelry line, journal line, clothing line associated with constantly being reminded by wearing these things. And this is something I just developed. It's called Empowering You Essentials. And my My website should be up in the next week or two where you can buy these things to constantly be inspired and remind yourself. And it's really fun because people love to buy these things for gifts for other women.
Mm-hmm. I absolutely love that. You're so creative and you're so inspiring and you empower me every time we have a conversation on the phone. Thank you so much for taking the time to come on the show today. I really appreciate it. Where's the best place? I'm going to put everything that we discussed today in the show notes. Where's the best place for people to come and see you online?
You can find me everywhere under my full name, which is Galit Ventura Rosen. That's my website, galitventurarosen.com. You can find me on LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook under that name. Everything, you just Google my name and you'll find all of my YouTube videos. That you can watch at any time. I have a lot of complimentary programs as well. And Kelly, one of the things that people that are listening can do is they can go to one of the websites where I offer how to find speaking gigs, mm-hmm. and that's for free too. So they can go to a website and opt in for it's called, oh gosh, I just went totally blank on it. You'll have to offer it to them. We've been talking about so many things. I know.
I'm definitely going to put it in the show notes.
Yeah. And it's really a great way. I give you like 5 ways that you can find speaking gigs right away. So I'll make sure I email it to you when we get off mm-hmm. the podcast and you can offer it to your guests.
And when this show comes out, your site should be live. So that may be excellent timing for that as well.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm so excited. Again, Galit, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day. I know you're so busy. You have so much going on. And this has taken us a couple months to put together. So it's finally happened. Thank you so much for sharing all of your knowledge and expertise and helping us stay empowered and motivated and inspired every single day.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much for listening to today's show. If you liked this episode, please share it with someone who you feel needs to hear this message. And don't forget to tag me at The Happy Workaholic on Facebook and Instagram so I can feature you on my stories. And if you have 2 minutes and listening on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, I would love it if you could leave me a review. Those messages mean so much to us podcasters and they really help me create more of the content that you'll love. Want to continue today's conversation? It's simple. Head to Facebook and search for the Happy Workaholic Network Facebook group. Answer the questions and you're in. For more information on myself, coaching programs, weekly newsletter, and more, visit thehappyworkaholic.com. The Happy Workaholic Podcast is part of the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. Be sure to follow the Happy Workaholic Podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. I hope that your day continues to be happy, healthy, positive, and productive, and I'll talk to you again soon.